Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Alicia Love. Alicia is the Director of Student Experience at University Prep Schools in Detroit, Michigan. Alicia, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
All right. Well, tell us, Alicia, a little bit about what you do and about University Prep. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, again, my name is Alicia Love. I am our Director of Student Experience. It's also referred to Crew Experience because Crew is one of the pillars of University Prep Schools. It is a school district that is located in downtown in the heart of Detroit. And we have 10 schools within our district, 4 elementary, 3 middle, and then we have 3 high schools. And so I serve with our home office at the district level, and I work with all of our schools and I support them with a system that we call Crew. And so Crew is not only a structure that we have within our schools, but it's also a mindset. And so within Crew is an opportunity to build community, build culture. It's opportunity for staff to connect with one another, learn more about each other, learn from each other. And it's also a way that our teachers intentionally connect with our students. And so we look at it as an opportunity for there to be social emotional development, as well as college and career connections and experience. There's opportunity for academic check-ins for students just to be aware of where they are academically, set goals, and see what opportunities are available for them to improve, you know, continue to grow and build community amongst the students that are in their school as well as in their class.
Wow, that sounds really intentional. Really intentional. I love that. I love that. So how many students? That sounds like a lot of kids. How many students do you guys have at your school?
Well, it's 10 schools, so the enrollment does vary, you know, from school to school.
Awesome. And so how did you get into this role? To give me a little bit of your background and how you, because I know you've been there for 10 years, is that right? Did I read that right?
No, this is actually, I'm finishing up my third year here.
Third year. Okay, I apologize.
Yeah, I've been an educator, though, for over 16 years.
16 years, okay.
I've been in the school system as a teacher, a paraprofessional. I've been a tutor, a mentor. And then, you know, most recently before coming into this role, I was a school administrator. And so I've had an opportunity to work at the elementary level, the middle school level, as well as the high school level.
That's nice. And you mostly work with high schoolers now, is that right?
Nope, I work with all of our students.
All of them, okay.
The whole district. Yeah, it's an opportunity for me to get into all of our schools, work with our school leaders, and just support, you know, this whole initiative.
Very cool. That's very, very cool. And I'm assuming it's helping, right? I mean, it's improving graduation.
Yeah. You know, we really want to just help students to build character.
Okay.
Understand how to communicate with one another, build community, and take the time to just check on, you know, each other and just give space and provide a safe space for students to feel comfortable talking about how they feel. I'm learning how to problem solve because our children are dealing with just so much. You know, there's so many things that are going on around us, so many things going on in the world today. And so, you know, we want to make sure that our students have the tools to know how to communicate if they're having a problem. You know, what's the right way to solve a problem? I'm also our restorative practitioner trainer for our district. So a lot of my work also ties into restorative practices. So making sure that I'm able to show how to properly solve problems and deal with conflict when it occurs, because we know conflict is going to happen. But again, we also know that how we respond to conflict is also really important. It's your outcome. And
for sure.
You know, we teach that grace does need to be given, but also accountability is also important. And, you know, students definitely need that as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's fantastic. I love that. I love that. You guys are doing some really, really amazing work there, it sounds like. That's really great. Really great. So what would you say is staffing an issue? What would you say is your biggest challenge right now? I mean, I know you've got a lot. You're dealing with inner city Detroit and there's all of that. But what would you say in your job is your biggest challenge right now? It sounds like you're good at your job. I love that you're hesitating. That's fantastic.
You know, there's different aspects of the work that I do. And so I'm really big on just support and just making sure that, you know, I'm able to support in any capacity. And so you know, sometimes like I feel like I wish I could be in more places than one, you know. Yeah. So, it is 10 schools, you know, and right now I'm kind of the only one in my department that specifically does what I do. And so, you know, I might want to go to 5 schools in one day, but unfortunately, I can only make it to 2 with, you know, other things that are on my schedule. And so I think that just wanting to be able to be at multiple places at one time can be a struggle. Because I just want to help as much as I can and provide the supports that I needed.
Yeah. And it's, and your role is so critical, so critical. That's fantastic. Sometimes you need to clone yourself, don't you?
I feel like that sometimes. I'm like, oh, I wish it was another one of me.
Yeah, I need another me. I need another me. Absolutely. So as a leader, how are you navigating all of the, there's so many changes with the kids, with technology and AI, political, although I don't want to go political, but it's there. I mean, it is there. Yeah. So how are you navigating all of that? You know, it just seems like we turn around and there's something new. And then we turn around and there's something new again. And I'm like,
You know, just trying to see what things are priority, you know.
Very good.
There's a lot of things that are on the table. And so, you know, as I mentioned, it is 10 schools and the needs might vary from school to school. Mm-hmm. So what might be a priority at one school might not be a priority in another school. And so just knowing what are the actual needs of this particular campus, what supports would this school need? What resources do they need? And I think just taking the time to, you know, give surveys, gather data, check in with people and just see what's going on. What is it that you need? How can I support? And just getting that information just lets, you know, me know what I need to do and what drives my work. Right. And so it may vary, like I say, from campus to campus, but
And you're talking about one campus is elementary, one's middle. I know you said multiple. I didn't write the numbers down, but multiple elementary schools, multiple middle schools, and you said 2 high schools, right?
3.
3 high schools. Okay. So what you're doing at a high school is going to be different than what you're doing at an elementary school. Can you give people a little bit of like what a typical needs would be at those different levels so they kind of get an idea of what you're doing in those levels?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I take a look at maybe the suspension reports and I might see, hey, what are some of the harms that I see that are most frequently happening at this campus and that campus? And then, you know, I look and see, okay, if I notice that there's an uptick in fights at this campus, let's see what are we doing, you know, with these students or what message are we sending regarding fighting? And then we talk about what opportunities for professional development might exist or what type of team meetings can we have? And even breaking it down, is it 6th grade that seems to have the most fights or is it 8th grade? Breaking it down to, is this like a school-wide thing? Is this a grade level thing? What's actually happening that's causing, you know, fights to be such, you know, a big thing at this campus? So just trying to dissect and look at the why behind the data. Like if the data says this, why does it say this? And then, you know, just having those important conversations is just crucial to understanding the why. And then from there, I'm able to say, hey, you know, this is how I might be able to support you. Or here are some ideas. Is this something that you would be interested in implementing to decrease your number of suspensions? You know,
right.
You know, so again, it is a case by case basis, but I look at data for sure to kind of help drive, you know, what I'm doing at each campus.
Because it shows you the trends, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Those trends is a big thing.
Yeah. What about elementary schools? What would you be doing at an elementary school?
The same thing. I pull the same reports for all of the schools.
Okay.
So I'm able to look at each school and then say, hey, what are the needs? What is it that's happening?
Do you get fights with little ones? Do little ones fight?
They have fights.
They have? Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, wow.
But
I guess I just don't realize that I don't know. I'm out of that loop, I guess. My youngest is 22. I haven't had a little one in elementary school in a really long time.
Yeah. And, you know, elementary is kindergarten through 5th grade. So,
well, there you go. Yeah.
So, you know, the elementary is just, you know, always think about the little kids. Yeah. But there are disagreements that definitely occur even at the elementary level.
Yeah. Well, I just, that's, it's fascinating to me because I'm just, you know, anyway. Fun. Super fun. Okay. So let's shift gears just a little bit. And what is something you talked about the kids? Do you get to interact with parents very much then as well, or is that not a part of your job?
Not so much. Not in this role. When I was an administrator, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
All the time. But yeah, typically not in this role. I don't really have too much conversation with parents.
Okay. If you could ask another leader who's done something in your position or similar, what's one of the things that you would want someone else to tell you? Or what would be something that you'd like to have or share? Even what would you share with someone who's coming into a role like this? What would you share with them?
I would share the importance of just having positive relationships and actually taking the time to know the people that you work with, because I think that's just so important with just building community and just understanding the people that you work with, understanding, you know, how different people learn, understanding different ways to explain and give expectations and laying out, you know, what you expect of people and just being clear. I would also, you know, add to that, just being clear about roles and responsibilities, because I'm one who is a firm believer in making sure that I do my part and I train people in a way that they can do their job well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I want people to be successful at their job. And I know that when the right tools are given and you lead by example and they have a good relationship with the one who is training them and giving them instruction, they can feel comfortable coming back to ask a question. Right. If they feel like they misunderstood, you know, without feeling like, oh, you're going to look down on me because I'm coming back to ask you something that you may have said before. But I just think that it's really important to show people that you actually care, show people that you value them. Mm-hmm. I've been in a supervisor role for a long time, and I always wanted to just find a way to let people know that I appreciate the work that they do, because you could work somewhere else. But the fact that you're choosing to be here and you're choosing to come here every day, you know, is important to me. And, you know, I want people to feel that and know that they're valued, that they are and they're appreciated.
Yeah. Getting up and doing it and serving the kids and being there for them. Yeah. And it's such an important role to And when you, I'll tell you, I had an experience. I've been a therapist for 31 years, so lots of experiences. But as someone who was receiving the support or not receiving the support, it matters.
Yes,
I had a company I worked with, and I made a mistake. It was not a small mistake. It was a pretty big mistake. And I was over delivering. They changed the IEP minutes on me and I missed it. And so for 2 months, I was giving 45 minutes when I should have been given 30. So that's over delivery, right? So I went to my supervisor, because I'm an honest person. I went to my supervisor and said, oh my goodness. I said, and the reason I did, because it was time for progress report. So I was in there looking at the IEP. It was my mistake. I mean, I totally. And they did not handle it well. And I was afraid to even open my emails because how could you do that? Oh, you know, we're going to have to take the money back. And I mean, I don't care. I was like, it was my mistake, whatever. But it was the tone, you know, and the attitude and it was almost like, how dare you make a mistake? Right. And if I'd have zipped my lips and not said anything, nobody would have been the wiser and I could have just kept going and I would just change my minutes, right? No one would have noticed. But that's not me. I'm an honest person. And you know, when after that, I didn't want to tell them anything because I was afraid every single time that if I told them something, I was going to be ridiculed and belittled. And that's what they did to me. And the funny thing is, it wasn't the school. It was the company I was working for. The school, which I had a great relationship with, the superintendent she wasn't superintendent. She was a director of special education. She didn't even charge them for my mistake. She didn't ask for the money back. And she said, Janet, she said, I know you didn't do that on purpose. And she was so supportive and so helpful.
That's nice.
And yeah, but that wasn't the people I indirectly worked for her, but she wasn't the one paying my bill, writing my paycheck. But my supervisor just beat me to death with this thing. And it was horrible. Yeah, it was just horrible. Exactly. You see that look on your face? That's exactly how I felt every time. And it was like multiple times. I'm sure she was getting it from somebody above her, but you know how they say, stuff, bad stuff rolls downhill. So I'm not going to use that word, but you know what I mean? And I just was like, and it's part of the reason Lighthouse exists, because I was like, I will never do that to somebody, because it just was. This is 13, 15 years ago now, maybe.
Wow.
14 years ago now. And yeah, it's one of my examples of what not to do, because boy, you know, but if you give people the opportunity to ask questions and to be honest, they're going to be on and they don't have like this horrible, well, you made a mistake. Let's fix it and let's move on. Don't do that again. Of course, you know, I learned a lesson. Anytime there's a new IEP, boy, you tell you, I was looking at those IEP minutes to make sure they didn't get changed on me.
I'm sure.
But you know, it just was. And so when you talk about supporting them and giving them the opportunity to come back to you and feel comfortable about asking questions, boy, that's half the battle, right?
Yeah.
That is half the battle. So good for you. Kudos to you. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay. I have one last question. I ask this to every podcast guest. I missed one since I've been doing them. So, but I ask everybody, this is the last question I ask everybody. If you could miraculously solve one challenge in your schools, what would you want to solve? Just like, boom, it's fixed.
Ugh. You know, I guess that I would just say that students would come equipped with the tools to cope with a lot of things that they deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. That's Glasgow's hierarchy of needs, right? They have to have food, shelter, safety, security, right? Have all of those things when they come to school so that they can be ready to learn.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That would be my thing.
That'd be a good thing. That'd be a really good thing. Awesome. Good. I'll tell you, you're not the only person that stops. And I love this question because it really, like, nobody just likes, oh, I absolutely know the answer. Everybody stops and thinks about it and goes, what would be the one thing if I could do just one thing, right? And I've gotten some really interesting, but you know, 99%, I don't even know if it's 99, it's probably 100%. 100% of the people who've answered that question have said, help the kids, help their staff. Something along helping the kids or helping their staff. And I love that because that's true leadership. People that, you know, they don't like, well, I just wish I had made more money. You know, nobody says that. We always say, you know, one person might have said, gosh, I wish our budget was always balanced, you know, but it was off the cuff kind of thing. And then it really wasn't what he was thinking about, but it was like, he said, besides money, because, you know, I think it was a superintendent and he was like, you know, you never have enough money. The school budgets are never.
Right.
Yeah. I wish the budgets were always balanced and everybody had all they needed. Boy, wouldn't that make life easier too, right?
For sure.
Well, Alicia, thank you so much for your time. It's been a great conversation. Thanks for answering my myriad of questions. I appreciate it. Where should people go if they want to learn a little bit more about you or your school?
Yep. If they want to learn more about University Prep Schools, you can go to uprepschools.com. You can also go to my personal website if you want to learn more about me, alishalove.org as well.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate it. And God bless what you're doing. It's not an easy job, it doesn't sound like, but you are doing it with grace, and I appreciate that. And I'm sure your schools do as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you for this opportunity.